We're learning Masechet Pesachim, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Ayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Amud Ula Amud Rab Elazar. Shlomim Sheshachtam Erev Yontif. Now, like we saw in the past few blat, that there's, on every Yontif, there are three kabbalas you bring. Eilu Suriya, a Chagiga, and a Shalmi Simcha. That's in order to have Simcha, to have meat to eat the Simcha, that's Shalmi Simcha. On Pesach, Erev Pesach, you bring two more kabbalas, a Karban Pesach, and if you don't have enough to eat ala soiva, to eat when you're full, you bring a chagigas to your dalet.
What are the three again?
Three Elisriya, and Shalmei Simcha, and chagigat hasvav, regular chagiga. We call chagigat hasvav, we got a Pesach, but regular, every yontif has a chagiga. Erev Pesach, you have two more, you have Karban Pesach, and chagigat your dalet. So Amar Ulam Rabbi Elazar, Shlom Sheshachtam Erev Yontif, Yishachtam Shlom Erev Yontif, in the Yates of Him, Loim Mishum Simcha, you can't be Yates of the Shalmei Simcha with that Shlomim, but Loim Mishum Chagiga, you can't be Yates of the Chagiga of Yom Tov on that either. Let's talk about a regular Sukkot. Erev Sukkot is Yishach Tashlamim. You're not Yates of Loim Mishum Simcha, but Loim Mishum Chagiga. The Mara explains.
It's not like Ben Tema.
What?
Ben Tema
holds
you are Yates of Simcha.
We'll see something about Tema. It's a good question. The Mara's going to ask in that price, so we'll see what that means exactly. It's an Ashtim. The Mara's going to ask in that price. Mishum Simcha, why can't you be Yetzir Mishum Simcha? Dichsiv v'zavachta v'samachta v'inon zvicha v'shas Simcha. The halach is, you have to shecht the Shalmei Simcha. The pasuk says, v'zavachta shalomim v'achalta sham v'samachta l'fnei Hashem alekecha. That's the pasuk of Shalmei Simcha. It has to be shechted b'shas Simcha. And the same pasuk says, v'zavachta v'samachta, that teaches us, b'inon zavicha b'shas Simcha v'leka. What does Simcha mean? On Yontif. Erev Yontif is not as man Simcha. And therefore, there's not the time of Simcha. It doesn't work. V'leka m'shim chagiga. And you can't use the chagiga tazvav, because have a dovah shebechayva, because the chagiga is a chiv. V'chol dovah shebechayva, in a ba'al ma'achulim. You can't use a shlomim for your chayva. And be'etzem, like the Acharonim speak out, it's an even bigger problem because Chagiga has to be brought on Yontif. Here, bringing an Erev Yontif. So, Stamazah, it's a problem because you're not bringing on Yontif. But besides for that, anyway, it wouldn't work because it's a Shlom already, and Chagiga has to be brought from Chulin, not from Shlomim. But the Iker, Nekuda, of this memory that we're going to discuss today's daf is the first part. It says, the Shalmei Simcha, you can't check the Erev Yontif. Because technically, could have said, what do you mean? I'm eating now on Yontif. Of meat. Meat gives me simcha, and it's from a carbon, from a shlomim. So what's the difference when I'm in shechta? Shechta erev yontif, it's fine. Who cares? But Lamaisi says, no, it has to be a zvicha b'shas simcha. That's the chiddush of Rab Elazar. Ula b'shem Rab Elazar. Let's bring a raya to Rab Elazar. It says in the pasuk, v'yisach sameach. And like Rashi explains, it's an extra pasuk, because in yontif sukkos it says, shivas yomim is samachta b'chagecha. It says in that pasuk, shivas yomim is yontif, and it says afterwards is samachta b'chagecha. So we know simcha already. Why does it have to repeat again, v'yisach sameach? The rabbi is, leil yontif achar is simcha. Teach us that not only is there this simcha all 7 days of sukkos, also the last day, Shmini Atzer, is also a chi of simcha. Simcha by night, at least the way Gemara says, leil yontif achroin l'simcha. That the night of Shmini Atzeres is a chiyuv simcha. Chiyuv simcha means to eat a carbon shlomim meat. That's what simcha means. The rabbi is leil yom tov achron l'simcha. Ataim leil yom tov achron. Ein ela leil yom tov rishon. Maybe it's a chiyuv the first night of Sukkot, a chiyuv simcha, because we only see days. Shavas yomim. How do we know the first night? Maybe is the first night. Maybe it's going on the first night. Ach simeach. Tamaloyim ach cholok. There's a miut. Only one of those nights have simcha, either Shmini Atzeres night or the first night of Sukkot. Now, how do you know which one to make the drasha? Which one is the one that has a simcha? My time. How do you know which one is the Ach Smech coming to your Marbe? How do you know it's the night of Shmini Atzeres and not the night of the first day Yontif? Lav Mishum, the Ein Lo B'Mai Yismach. Isn't the reason because first night of Sukkot, you can't bring a Shalmei Simcha because you can't bring a Karban night. If you bring an Erev Yontif, it's not Bisman Simcha. So it's a Raya. To Rabbi Elazar, that's the Gemara's Raya. So Taisus asked that, what do you mean? If that's the reason, what do you need a Pasuk for? What do you need a Miyat for? You can't bring it. So Taisus says, because if not for the Pasuk, you would have said that if you can't bring it at any other time, then you have to have Simcha Leil Yontif, so then you can bring it Erev Yontif. But now that we have the Pasuk, teach us that you can't do it. But that's how we don't make the Drasha, because we know that you have to be Mizvan Simcha, so we must make a riot to Rabbi Elazar from here.
And
yeah, because right, that's what's called Zman Simcha still. Yeah, because Vais is Yontif. Yeah, they have won the question, but they say Lamaisa, since it's Zman Simcha, it's Zman Simcha, it's on Yontif Lamaisa. So the Gemara says, no, it's not the pshat in how we know it's going by Shemirat Teres, not Yom Tov, not your first day Yom Tov, first night, because it's a different reason. We're talking time, and the Brice says clearly the reason. The Brice says like this, Mari Yisrael Rav is Zel Yom Tov Acharon, Ohoi Zel Yom Tov Rishon. How do you know, Timarvim, the night of Shemirat Teres, and not Timarvim, the first night of Yom Tov? So the Brice explains, Marvani Lel Yom Tov Acharon, just Shimchel Afonov. When Marba Yom Tov Akram, because there, the Simcha before it, when Maitz any Lel Yom Tov Rishon, any Simcha before it, no Simcha before that, something has Simcha before that, so that it's a bigger Simcha, and we understand there's a Chi of Simcha. Masha Inkein, the first night Yom Tov, there's no Simcha before that, and therefore, we don't make the drasha there. And actually, the Acharonim speak out that I is a Kasha on Rav Eliyah Lazar, then it's a Kasha on Lazar, but I think a different reason. So he'll learn that's Gufa Devart. Ain't simcha b'fanav, therefore you can't shecht it before to learn that's gufa pshat in the brayis. But upon him, it's not a riot, Rav Elazar. So again, Rav Elazar's shita is that you have to make a shechita of shalmi simcha b'zvan simcha, not before Yom Tov. Master Rav Yosef, has a kasha from the brayis we had yesterday with Ben Tema. The brayis says chagigas arba asa yoytze ba mishum simcha, a chagiga of the 14th day, which means the erev pesach chagiga yoytze mishum simcha. We're not yoytza for the chagigas tesva. Break the Gemara. It's from first of Brisa. The chagigas arba asa yoytza shalom simcha with it. What do you mean? You're bringing on the erev Yom Tov. Ama you'll be in zvicha b'shas simcha. You need zvicha b'shas simcha, which is on Yom Tov. Veleka. Omer of idi ba'oven sheikev v'shachta. Taka the case on Gemara on Aleph is that you waited. It means you set aside the chagigas arba asa. And you didn't bring it, Lamaisa. Why? Because you had enough food. You had enough meat. And now I want to bring it tomorrow. So that's when Yosef Shalma Simcha. Vadi Shechni on Yom Tesva. Just the Shaila was, it was something that was Mukdash already for Chigas Arvasa. And the Chiddush is, like we learned yesterday in Rashi, that Shalma Simcha can be brought even from Kachim. Let's say we brought that from Chulim. Because there's a special drasha there. V'samach, the Rav is coming to Simcha, Rashi brings down. You're allowed to bring all type of, even a carbon that's already a carbon. That's a pshat. And you have some chagigas tesvav, because chagigas tesvav has to be from a chulun. That's my tarash. Sheikev v'shechta. Sheikev v'shechta. Amar v'ashach and amistavra. It has to be like that. Yiloy tema achi. Hamasnit the man k'tan yiloh. Who is that bryce alai? Ben tema. Ben tema holds, you're only allowed to eat a chagigas yidalid for one day and one night. You can't eat it tomorrow for Yom Tov anyway. Ha'pas lebelina. It's possible in anyway. Shema Amino, it has to mean that you're going to bring it tomorrow. And since Chigiris Arba Asa, Yoytze Ba Mashum Simcha means I'm going to bring it tomorrow. Mosif Rava. Halal V'Simcha Shmaina. It says the Mishnah in Sukkah that Halal and the Chi of Simcha are all 8 days of Sukkot. It means 7 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres all have been Halal and Simcha. V'Amrit B'Inon Zvicha V'Shah Simcha, if we hold that the only can bring Shalmi Simcha. V'shah Simcha, Hazimnim Sagim, Dloy Meshkachas Lo, Elo Shiva. It's very possible you only have 7 days of Simcha. How is that? G'n Shechal Yom Tov Rishon Yom Shabbos. The first day Yom Tov lands up on Shabbos, so you can't bring a carbon Simcha for that. If there's any other Shabbos lands on Yom Tov, I can bring the carbon before that and I'll have it for the next day. But, and it'll be V'shah Simcha. But here, I'm not going to have Shah, I can have Shalmi Simcha on the first day, so it's a lot of time, it'll be only 7 days. So, that's the kasha. Marsha asked, he could have said maybe it's Roiv Shanim. That's Marsha's question. And others answered different truths to that, that it's Mashman, that Mishnah in Sukkah, that we're saying, if that would be the case, it would say the exception in the Mishnah. But come on, that's Marsha's kasha. So, Amar Avunam, but Mar's kasha is a Maisa, Haki says, Shmoina, Ay Lechaira, a lot of times it's Shiva, so it must be, you could bring it every Yom Tov. When the first lands up on Shabbos, you can be Mesameach with the Seira Regalim. On Yom Tov, you bring these Musafim, these goats for Musaf, and the Kahanim eat it. Vishlam, the Oilois, that they don't eat, but the Chatoyis, they do eat. So the Kahanim will eat it, and they'll be Yoytze Simcha with the Seira Regalim. Amar Rava, Shetu Rizadava, it's very simple, tainus on this. Bechoda, the Seira Regalim, Chai Necholim, Seira Necholim. The law is that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook this cereal gum to eat it. If you want to eat it, you have to eat it raw. You can't eat it cooked. And there's no simcha in raw meat. There's no simcha in raw meat. Only the kahanim eat. How do you say you're going to have simcha? So it's still shver. How do you say you're going to have simcha? You asked me a question, how can you have simcha all 8 days? And we had a question, l'chayra, you can't bring a simcha the first day of Shabbos. The answer is, you'll be mesameach with clothing, yayin, and good wine. That's even those days, you can't have Shabbos, you know, can't have meat. You'll be yaitza with yayin yashon, yaitza the mitzvah simcha with the yayin. Like upon him, that's what comes out from the Gemara. Just to recap a little bit, Rab Elazar in this Gemara holds that Shlomim, Shama Simcha have to be brought on Yontif, Vizvan Simcha. And the Gemara also brought down Halacha that V'yisach Simeach, L'rabbis Leil Yomtev Ha'achron L'Simcha, that there's a Chiyuv of Simcha on Leil Shmini Atzeres. I just want to speak out of Mechlekes Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi learns that the Chiyuv of Simcha on Shmini Atzeres only by night, not by day. Because it says Shivas Yom twice, they come in Lafuke, that the only time there's a day, Simcha is only 7 days, not 8 days. But Tosfos in Divrei Maaseh Leil Yom Tov Ha'achron asks from our Gemara we just learned, Halav Simcha Shmoina, sounds just like Halav is by day, Simcha is by day also. And therefore he argues on Rashi and holds that Shmini Atzeres is the Chiyuv by day also for Simcha. Zok to Gemara, now we have a different Lashon in Rav Elazar. He also Ravin on Rav Elazar, Shlomim Sheshachtam Erev Yom Tov, Shlom Dei Shechtam Erev Yom Tov, Yoytze Behem Shem Simcha. You could use it for Shalmei Simcha, because according to this Gersa, Rav Elazar holds that you don't have to shecht the zman simcha. But you can't use it for chagigas tezvav because it's the davar shevachayva. Yotzah mishum simcha loy bin yitzvich of shach simcha. Yotzah shalmi simcha because you don't have to shecht the shach simcha. But loy mishum chagiga, da hava davar shevachayva. Chol davar shevachayva, anything you have a chiv to do. For example, chagiga, ain't a ba'el machun. You have to bring from chun, you can't use something you'll set aside for shlom. So according to this Rav Elazar, he says you let a shecht Shami Simcha Erev Yomtov. Meisvei Asur Kasha V'Yisach Simeach L'Rabbas L'El Yomtov Achro in L'Simcha. It says in the pasuk, the actual pasuk Ach Simeach, that's Marba Shmini Atzeres by night for Simcha. Toim L'Rabbas L'El Yomtov Achro Oine Elo L'Rabbas L'El Yomtov Rishon. Meis coming to Marba the first day of Sukkot. Tamalei Ma'ach Cholok. Ach is a meat. So my time, why do you put up the pasuk for Shmini Atzeres night, not the first night of Yontif, Lav Mishom Deilei Ma'ayiv Simach, because you can't bring a carbon Erev Yontif, because now it's Ma'at Simcha, so it's a kasha on Rav Elazar. And if they were like, I tell you, then the Brisa said, the reason why we make the drasha by Shmini Atzeres, not by first night Yontif, because Ma'ar is the Rav Zeil Yontif Akra, and Ula Haitzi, Leil Yom Tarisha, and Ma'ar Vini Leil Yom Tov Akra, and Shimcha Lefanov, because there's Simcha before it, Ma'itzini Leil Yom Tarisha, and Shimcha Lefanov, there's no Simcha before that, so Shmini Atzeres is more Simcha at the time, and Simcha before that, the whole week before that, Ma'ashenki in the first night Yontif is not the same level of Simcha. And that's not a kasha in Rav Elazar. Zok to Maravaita. Amar Rav Kahana. Menayin, we're going to start a new inyan now. The shaila is, we know that a chagiga could be eaten for 2 days and one night. That means you bring a chagiga on the first day, Yom Tov, of Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach, you let it eat it till tomorrow night, till the first night, Chol HaMoed. By night, Chol HaMoed, already, it's very too late. It's noisa. But 2 days and one night. Amar Rav Kahana, menayin le'murech. What about the hamurim? When do I have to bring the murim? Menayin le'murech, chagigas chmisha asa, shemshalom belina. That it's possible, that means you can't leave it till the next day. How do we know? Shenema, it says in the pasuk, lo yolin chelev chagi ad baker. The pasuk says in parashas Re'eh, it says v'lo yira lecha sar b'chol v'locha shivas yamim lo yolin abasah shetizbach v'erav yirishin lebaker. This is not the right pasuk. The pasuk is lo yisizbach achomis dam zivchi lo yolin chelev chagi ad baker. It's not the pasuk in Re'eh. It's a different pasuk. The pasuk in Mishpatim lo yisizbach achomis dam zivchi lo yolin chelev chagi ad baker. And we are assuming this pasuk is talking about the murim of the chagiga, chelav chagi, the chelav of the chagi, which is chagiga. It says lo yolam chelav chagi ad baker. Mesam vachlei, and the pasuk says next it reishis. The next pasuk is reishis v'kuri ad mascha tovi reishis v'sam kecha lo yisavashuk d'vechlei v'moy. Mam the next pasuk. So you read like this lo yolam chelav chagi ad baker reishis till the first morning. Lemeimro the high baker baker rishon, because you say like this there'll be a havamina. That since I can eat it, let's the argument say, talking about Eretz Yisrael, next day is Chol HaMoed. So the first day Yom Tov, you brought the Chagiga, you're allowed to eat the Chagiga that day, that night, the next day. When is the Murim, Lina, when is the Murim come Laisa? Two choices are either first morning Chol HaMoed, but on the other hand, you're allowed to eat it still then. So maybe the Murim, even though you don't eat that, maybe the Murim have the same thing like the Basa, and the Murim are Laisa the next morning, second morning Chol HaMoed. Kum, the pasuk says lo yolin chelav chagi ad boiker, and we dash in reishis the first morning, which is the first morning chol hamoed. Already, it's nicer.
So it's burning on yom
tov. What?
So it's burning on yom tov.
No, because the morning it's chol hamoed already. Chol hamoed already burning.
Oh,
you're allowed to get makter on yom tov. Yeah, you get makter. You gotta get makter at night anyway. But you're allowed to makter any carbon that's chiv today we had before. You're allowed to bring on yom tov. So dash in the word reishis that boiker means boiker reishis. So maskal Rav Yosef, Rav's question is going to be, it's a little bit of a riches, and we'll continue on the next recording. We'll start from maskif, but the maskif law is going to be is that why you need the word reishis? Biker should always mean automatically the first morning, not the second morning. You don't need reishis for that. And the Gemara is going to ask a kasha from a brisa that proves that.